弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brother and sister.
我在台湾做基层的工作。
So I'm working in the grassroots ministry in Taiwan.
已经三十年。
It's over 30 years.
前面十五年。
The first 15 years.
是在工厂附近做劳工的工作。
Working with a lot of factory workers, with a lot of immigrant workers and people work there.
但是因为实在太多的太多人没有信耶稣。
Because there are so many people who have yet to believe in Jesus Christ.
我做了十五年，觉得实在做不完。
After 15 years, I really feel like I cannot fulfill everything I need to do.
所以就开始做训练的工作。
So then I transitioned to more focus on training.
我希望训练更多的人像我一样，可以传福音给他们。
I want to prepare more workers so they can work things just like with what I do.
所以我就到各个教会去训练基督徒。
So I went to various churches to train Christians.
然后希望这些被训练后的基督徒可以进到基层。
So with these trained workers, they can now enter into grassroots ministry.
因为在台湾神学院训练的不是为做基层的工作。
Because a lot of ministry training in Taiwan are not focused on grassroots.
所以我们发现神学院训练出来的学生没有办法做基层的工作。
So we found that many of the ministry students, when they graduate, they're not prepared or equipped to deal with the grassroots ministry.
因为我在基层那个时候有十几年的经验。
So I have over the decades of experience in grassroots, reaching out to grassroots people.
所以我在训练的当中，我知道怎么样训练适合基层的人。
So in training, I know how to prepare people, equip people to deal with the people in the grassroots.
所以我就想到耶稣基督他带领的门徒。
So then I start thinking about how Jesus Christ trained his disciples.
他带领十二个门徒几乎都是基层的百姓。
So if you think about all the 12 disciples, they're all with a lot of grassroots background.
虽然保罗他不是基层的人。
Even though Paul was not a member of the grassroots background,
但是他承接耶稣基督的教训。
But he is well equipped by Jesus.
所以保罗跟哥林多教会说。
So Paul spoke to the church in Corinth.
他说你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
So you need to learn to be like me, just like how I learned from Jesus.
后来他又再带领提摩太。
So then he led Timothy.
他跟提摩太在提摩太后书说。
So in 2 Timothy he said.
第一节第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 1 and 2.
他说我儿啊你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
为什么说要在基督的恩典上刚强起来？
So why does it need to be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ?
因为他保罗传福音给就是带提摩太做门徒。
Because Paul trained Timothy to be a disciple.
他希望提摩太再继续带其他的人。
He wants Timothy to subsequently train more workers.
这个传承的工作非常的重要。
So this is like handing a baton to the next generation.
一开始保罗就跟提摩太说要刚强。
So right in the beginning, Paul told Timothy that you need to be strong in the grace.
可见带传承的工作不是很容易。
So to really relay the message is not a simple thing to do.
他说要刚强。
Gotta be strong.
这个刚强是现在式。
So what does it mean by the strong in the present tense?
这个现在式是每一个时刻的现在。
So it really applies to every single time up to now.
一个带领人的人。
The leader.
要做刚强的人。
Gotta be a strong leader.
其实不是那么容易。
It's not that simple.
因为很多的事情来临的时候。
Because when many things, when they happen.
靠自己的肉体很难刚强起来。
You cannot be strong physically by yourself.
像彼得。
Just like Peter.
他说他要跟耶稣一起死他都不在乎。
He wants to die with Christ and he didn't mind.
可是当 耶稣要钉十字架之前
but then when Jesus faced a crucifixion,
他三次不认主
he denied Christ three times.
靠肉体很容易软弱
it's easy to be weak physically.
那要怎么样刚强呢
so how do you be strong?
圣经告诉我们说
Bible says,
你们要靠着主
you got to rely on our Lord Christ.
依赖他的大能大力
based on his all-powerful might
做刚强的人
to be strong.
那这里的刚强是要靠主的恩典
So the strong in Christ needs to be found on the faith, the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们 一不靠主的恩典我们就会软弱
If we don't rely on his grace, then we'll be weak.
比方说我去年
So just like what Pastor Tu last year,
我们的机构有已经是第十一年了。
This was the 11th year of the grassroots ministry.
前面十年上帝的供应我都没有觉得有缺乏。
So the first 10 years, she didn't feel any the lack of resources.
我都觉得很刚强。
She feel very strong.
等到去年有四个月每一个月都缺的时候。
So up until last year, for four straight months, every month she was in deficit.
我就开始觉得越来越不刚强了。
Then she feel weaker and weaker.
那我看见我们的经常费越来越少的时候
When she sees that the budget or fund keep on reducing,
我开始睡不着觉。
She start to lose sleep.
我开始觉得压力很大。
She feel the increased pressure.
我开始想到说这个学校是不是要结束了。
So she start wondering, do I need to close the school now?
一不靠主的刚主的恩典，我就开始软弱。
Once you depart from the grace of God, you start feeling weak.
所以要在主耶稣的恩典上要刚强起来。
So you got to be strong in the faith and through the grace.
我们就禁食祷告。
So we started to pray and fast.
我们也好好的在圣经上看主的话。
So we dive deeper in the word of the Lord.
保罗说。
Paul said,
什么时候软弱?
When you're weak,
什么时候就刚强了?
Then you can get strong.
然后保罗要提摩太做什么事情?
So what does Paul want Timothy to do?
第二节这里说,
In the second verse of chapter 2 says,
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的, 也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the things that you have heard me said,In the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
他要提摩太交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
So he wants Timothy to really start training people who can pass on the training and teaching others.
那到底要交托什么东西?
So what is he going to hand off?
就是交托保罗所教训的。
So to teach what Paul has taught Timothy to do, to pass it on.
那保罗教训的是什么东西呢?
So what is Paul teaching?
他教训基督的真理。
So he's teaching the true gospel of Christ.
还有他的信仰和他的信心。
What his belief and his faith.
他说要交托那忠心交托可以教导别人的人。
So you got to be faithful in teaching these beliefs.
那什么是忠心呢?
What's faith?
保罗告诉我们说，所求于管家的，就是要他忠心。
So these are almost like the housekeeper. Then you got to maintain that loyalty to Christ.
忠心不是单单我们自己对神的信仰、守神的道来忠心。
The faith and loyalty is just not our own belief in our Lord Jesus Christ.
不是单单自己做好就好。
It's not just that we do well ourselves in front of our Lord.
这里告诉我们是说我们要把这个教训要继续教导别人
is that my responsibility to pass on my belief to the future generations
能够忠心的去教导出去
to be faithfully to carry out the teaching and the passing on our knowledge
所以我在这个传承的事情上我觉得每一个人都有份
so I believe that in training everybody needs to be responsible
我在这十几年的教导的当中
In the past 10 plus years
我就一直在找合适的人
I'm looking for the right people
然后把这个神教导我的可以继续的教导下
去。To pass on what God has taught me to.
所以我在各个教会在教导弟兄姐妹。
So I go to different churches to teach brothers and sisters.
希望把这个怎么样去带领基层的这个教导能够带下去。
To teach them how to train the people and pass on the message to the grassroots people.
所以我们也教全时间的弟兄姐妹。
So we're trying to teach people with full-time commitment.
让他们也能够学习将来出去在基层当中做传道人。
So how they can become carry out a ministry among the grassroots people.
在我来美国之前
Before I came to the United States,
我教一个课程
I taught a class
叫做基层布道
Talk about ministry in the grassroots.
基层是需要实际的去做。
So to teach people in grassroots, you really have to be the solid footing on the ground.
在一般的神学院比较多是学术性的。
So in many seminaries, really more theological.
在基层的当中是要实践性的。
So in grassroots, you really have to do hands-on.
所以我教那个基层布道的时候。
So when I teach people about grassroots ministry,
我要带他们出去。
I need to take them out.
我常常带学生去夜市。
I take them out to a lot of these night markets.
带他们去公园。
To parks.
就是带他们去人多的地方。
To the places where there are many people.
带他们去在人多的地方传福音。
To teach them to spread the word to in the places that have many people.
所以这次的课程我带的学生去黄昏市场传福音。
So in this time, I took them to a place that's like an evening market, a night market.
很多的人在里面。
Many, many people.
那我的学生不太敢传福音。
So many students are afraid to spread talk about the Lord.
但是我带全班大概有十个人一起去传福音。
So I took about 10 people to the spread the word.
那个礼拜那一天传完福音以后
So after that evening
我们第二个礼拜天就有一个福音餐会
So the following Sunday we had a evangelical dinner
然后就是这三个月的课程要把那个慕道友都带来
So after the 3 months of training we want to bring people who are seekers to this dinner
所以那天福音餐会的时候
So on that evening, or that meal,
我就看见那个市场的一个卖肉粽的来了。
So I saw someone who sells these meat dumplings.
那个人来的时候我就有点惊讶。
So I was really surprised to see him.
原来是我一个学生去跟他买肉粽。
End up one of my students went to buy this thing from him.
就告诉他你那一天不要在市场卖肉粽。
So, don't sell that day.
他就跟他买了30个肉粽。
So instead he just bought 30 of these dumplings.
你就带了30个肉粽来参加我们的福音
餐会。So just take the 30 I bought from you and come to this dinner that we are hosting Sunday.
他那天就很早就来了。
So the person came really early that day.
我的一个学生就跟他传福音。
So my student was able to talk to him about the gospel of Christ.
过一会儿我又看到一个人。
Then I saw another person.
看到一个瘸腿的女孩子。
So she's limping, a young lady.
她字典写的口香糖一条十块钱。
And over there it says gum, $10.
她也来了。
She came also.
跟一个陪她的一个男生。
And a young man accompanied her.
后来又来了两个人。
And then two more persons showed up.
是在那个教会旁边一个面包店。
So these are the bakery, the bread store right next to the church.
他做面包师傅。
They are really the chef that makes breads.
那其中一个面包师傅。
One of them.
他的儿子是基督徒。
His son is a Christian.
我就问他。
So I asked him.
我说你儿子是基督徒吗？
So is your son a Christian?
他说是。
他说 yes.
他说他的媳妇儿也是基督徒。
So he says my daughter-in-law is also a Christian.
我说那你自己呢？
Then how about you?
他说我还没有相信。
I haven't believed yet.
但是
But
他说我的儿子在教会里面，教会带他带得很好。
But my son, the church is really leading him very well.
他说我就很放心了。
So I'm very comfortable with him there.
他说我儿子常常要我去教会。
So my son always wanted to take me to church.
他说我都不去。
But I don't go.
我从左耳进就听右耳出。
So whatever comes in one ear goes out the other.
我就跟他说。
So I told her.
你知道你的儿子是在上帝的国里面。
Do you know that your son is in the heaven?
可是你自己却在上帝的国外面。
But you are outside the kingdom of God.
你的儿子最不放心的是你。
So your son is most worried about you.
他突然间就吓了一跳。
Then he was a little surprised.
他的眼睛就突然亮起来。
So his eye brightened up.
他说我了解了。
So, oh, I understand.
他说，我就问他，那你要不要信耶稣？
Then she asked, now would you want to believe in Christ?
他说我要信。
He says, yes, I do.
我说等一下福音餐会完了以后。
So she said, after that evangelical meal,
我的学生要呼召，会讲短讲，短讲以后会呼召。
So my student is going to give a short sermon, and then after that we're going to have a calling.
你就举手。
You can raise your hand.
他就说好。
He said, okay.
后来我的学生在短讲之后
，So after when my student gave a short sermon，
他就呼召了
，Then he had made a calling，
我就看他真的举手
，So that person did raise his hand，
我看见那个卖肉粽的也举手了
，So the guy who sells the meat dumpling also raised his hand，
我看见那个卖口香糖的女生也举手
，So the young girl who sells gum also raised her hand，
所以那天来了十几个的慕道友
，So that day about 10 plus seeker came。
一半都举手。
More than half of them raised their hand.
其实我那学生根本不会怎么样转讲。
So even though my student is really not really good at delivering this short sermon,
他也没学过什么讲道法。
He really was not trained in delivering these sermons.
他就告诉我说他很受鼓励。
So he was very encouraged.
因为圣灵在里面工作。
Because the Spirit was working.
就看见那些基层的百姓愿意相信。
So he saw the grassroots people willing to accept.
当然，事后的跟进工作我们要继续做。
Of course, afterward we need to continue to work with these people.
我的学生有一个还是牧师。
So one of my students is actually a pastor.
他写在一个回应表里面。
So in his response, he wrote.
他说：“我终于敢在陌生人面前传福音。”
So I'm finally able to talk about the word of God in front of people I don't know.
因为牧师不一定敢向陌生人传福音。
So even though I'm a pastor, sometimes I'm scared to talk to people I don't know.
因为他的生活是在教会里面。
Because his whole life is being in the church itself.
所以我们做基层训练的工作。
So in the grassroots training,
都是带着学生。到外面实际去做。
We got to take the student to let them interact with people directly.
他们不是在写报告。
They're not writing reports.
因为写报告还是不会传福音。
So when you write reports, not really spreading the words.
基层就是要去做。
Grassroots means work.
他在做的当中才会学到功课。
In working, then you learn.
后来我又教了一个课，就是叫做拓荒职堂的课。
So then I taught a class to really talk about expanding the boundary.
这个拓荒职堂是全时间的学生在学的。
These classes are meant for full-time ministry students.
我教了好几次的这个课程。
So I taught this class many times.
每次教完了课以后，学生就很想去拓荒。
So every time that after I teach a class, the students are excited to go out.
他们很想去建立教会。
They want to build more churches.
两年前
，Two years ago，
有一个学生毕业了。
One student who graduated.
他是读了三年的华神。
So he studied for 3 years in China evangelism, evangelical.
只读了一年我们的基宣的学校。
But he only studied for 1 year in this grassroots ministry school.
他告诉我说。
He told her.
我们学校教的很多实际的课程。
So the classes that he's taking in grassroots ministry are very practical.
他在华神学不到。
But in China Evangelical Seminary was not.
所以他对基层非常有负担。
So he's really burdened by grassroots ministry.
他就要向基层，在基层里面来职堂。
So he wants to plant a church that focuses on grassroots ministry.
可是我告诉他，你只有夫妻两个人，怎么去职堂
？So she told them, there's only two of you. How would you do that?
后来我在Phoenix 的一个教会。
So then I went to a church in Phoenix.
他们告诉我说。
So they told her.
他希望我们在台湾找一个可以长宣的传道人。
So they told them that they're looking for someone who can be a long-term missionary in Taiwan.
可以在基层的里面。来建立教会
focus on grassroots ministry and then plant a church.
他们教会也有短宣队到台湾
So this Phoenix church also has short-term mission trip to Taiwan.
因为台湾的基层太多人
Because there's so many people in need that grassroots people in Taiwan.
信主的不到百分之一
There are only less than 1% of these people who believe in Christ.
是一个很大的未得之谜
Oh, there's so much need.
所以需要很多基督徒投入
So we need so many Christians to be involved in this ministry.
所以这个学生愿意去建立教会在基层
So this student who willing to plant the church focus on grassroots ministry.
然后 Phoenix 那个教会又愿意 support 他来做建立教会的工作
Then there's this Phoenix church willing to sponsor such a church planting.
所以我就把他们两个可以介绍连接
So she introduced them to each other.
然后这对夫妇就到飞机场附近有一个村子来建立教会。
So this couple then start planting a church near the airport.
那个地区是没有教会的。
There are no churches in that area.
很多的基层百姓。
But lots of grassroots people.
那边有靠近渔港。
They're near a fishing port.
所以有很多的打鱼的。
A lot of fishermen.
它靠近机场。
But they're close to airport.
有很多那个货柜的工人在那边。
There are a lot of people who work on this transportation.
所以有很多的基层百姓住在那边。
So there's a lot of grassroots people living near there.
当他找到一个房子在那边。
So he found a house in that area.
挂上了十字架。
Put a church cross right in front outside the building.
第一个礼拜天。
First Sunday.
就有七个原住民来。
7 grassroots people showed up.
他们来按门铃。
They knock on the door.
他说上个礼拜还没有看到这边会有教会。
Oh, I haven't seen this church this week.
怎么突然间就有一个十字架出来了
That all of a sudden this cross appeared from this building.
他说这个是教会吗
Is this a church?
我这个学生说是。
And the student said, yes, it is.
他们就很高兴的说我们可以来这边聚会。
So they're very happy, say, can we meet here?
因为他们搬到那个地方没有教会。
Because they just moved to this area that there's no church.
他们说很久没有聚会。
They said they haven't been to a church for many years.
从那天开始他们就在这个教会聚会。
From that time on, they came to the church to worship.
还有很多的小朋友。
There are a lot of children.
这些小朋友就来教会课业辅导。
So they really need a lot of help and come to this church.
到现在才一年
This is only 1 year now.
小孩子有20多个
There are 20 plus children already here.
这些小孩从礼拜一到礼拜天天天都来
Wow. From Monday through Sunday, these children show up every single day.
每天都不肯回家
They don't want to go home.
因为他们的家人这个父母亲都在做工
Because the parents are all working.
也不太照顾这些孩子
And they don't have time to take care of the children.
这些孩子就到教会里面来
So these children want to come to the church.
下课以后就来做功课。
Right after school, they come to work on homework.
礼拜六也一整天都在教会。
Spend a whole Saturday there at church.
这个传道就教这些孩子生命教育。
So this pastor will teach them about the story about their lives.
礼拜天也来做礼拜。
Sunday they come to worship.
做完礼拜也不回家。
Even after the worship service, they don't want to go home.
就在教会里面跳舞
They dance in the church.
因为师母是原住民
So the pastor's wife is an aboriginal Taiwanese.
就在教这些孩子跳三地舞
So teach how to dance these native dances.
所以我去那边讲到
So when the pastor still went over there to preach,
聚会完了就有余兴节目
So after the service, there's a lot of the interesting recreational activities.
他们就一面看录影带就一面跳舞
They look at the videotape and they dance
一遍又一遍
Over and over again
这个传道人非常的累。
It's a lot of work for this pastor.
因为从礼拜一到礼拜天。
No rest, Monday through Sunday.
每天这些孩子都来。
Every day the children are there.
有一个孩子的妈妈。
One of the moms of the child.
她说她祷告很久。
She pray a lot.
求上帝在那边建立一个教会。
Pray that God will establish a church there.
希望把他的两个孩子可以带到教会来。
Hoping that her two kids can come to the church.
这个是那个孩子说的。
This is what the kids told.
说他妈妈祷告很久。
Saying that his mom has been praying for a long time.
那去年那个 Phoenix 教会的短宣队到那边。
Last year, the Phoenix church sent a short-term mission team there.
短宣队走了以后。
After the short-term mission team left.
有两个妈妈带了六个孩子来教会。
Two moms brought six kids there to the church.
他说我们可不可以把孩子带到这里来课业辅导？
Can we bring our children there to come to the church?
所以看到那个地区是很需要有教会在那里。
So you can see that there's a lot of need for a church in that area.
去年圣诞节。
Last Christmas.
他们第一次的圣诞节。
First Christmas service there.
有三十个大人，三十个小孩。
30 adults, 30 kids showed up.
去传报佳音。
They were singing Christmas carols.
所以这个传道人觉得很有成就感。
So this pastor really feel that he really does serve the Lord well.
从零开始，才一年多就开始有那么多人。
Within a year, from 0 to 60.
但是他们非常的辛苦。
But they're very tired.
那个师母呢，现在在我们学校。是 full-time 的学生。
So the pastor's wife now all become a full-time students at the school.
所以他除了上课以外，他就在教会做实习生。
So in addition to taking classes, now after classes she would be practicum at the church.
然后这个传道人就把他的太太当作同工。
So the pastor treat his wife as a co-worker.
每天都要叫他服侍。
Every day he asked her to serve.
她非常的累。
She's also very tired.
她就跟我说连礼拜一都不放过。
I said, I don't even have a day off on Monday.
我说礼拜一是传道人休息的时间。
Monday is the day that the pastor is supposed to rest.
但是她还是说要有一个家庭聚会。
But they still have family meetings.
是在会友的家里面。
At the homes of the members.
所以我的这个学生就是她的太太。他就说我不去了。
So the pastor wife said, I need to take a rest. I'm not going.
所以他就给他太太，就是我的学生，他给他一个每个月有一个评估，说他不顺服。
So the pastor said that that made a record that once sometime in each month that she does not obey.
那他的。我就告诉这个学生说礼拜一晚上一定要休息。
So Pastor Tu told the students that you got to give rest, especially on Monday night.
如果他不休息他就不顺服。
Because if you not rest, then you treat him as disobedient.
所以他这一年学很多功课。
So he's learning too.
那最近呢我就帮助他找到一个 denomination 去 cover 他。
So this year I helped found a denomination to help him.
所以他就加入到一个圣洁会里面。
So he now joined a different denomination.
他非常高兴。
So he's very happy.
因为他就有一些其他的同工可以帮助他。
So he now has more co-workers who can help out.
他最高兴的是五月份开始。
So he's really happy that starting in May.
他要我们去他的教会延伸制的班级要开班。
So he starts opening a training class at the church.
这个就是我们看见的一个传承的工作。
So you can see that this is how a baton is being passed from generation to generations.
也看见你找对的人，一个忠心教导别人的人。
So it's also evident that you found someone who is really faithful and loyal.
他愿意去继续的带其他的人。
He's willing to help the next generation.
当我这次去 Phoenix 的时候
，So this time when I went to the Phoenix Church，
我跟他们在谈，他们也觉得非常的高兴。
I told them about this and they're really happy。
所以看见基层的工作
，So you see that the grassroots ministry
需要很多的资源
，needs a lot of resources。
不单单是 本地的资源
，not only local resources，
也包括国外的资源
，but resources from everywhere， just like United States。
这是神的国度。
This is God's kingdom。
我们是一起可以来成全。
We work together as one。
所以做传承的工作。
So in relaying the training the next generation，
不单单是找人
，not only to find the right people，
而且要教导
，but also to teach，
而且是扶持他
，and to support them。
最后是成全他
，so to help him become whole。
我非常高兴在这么多年的我三十年的服事的当中
，I'm really happy in the 30 years of my ministry。
不是一件容易的事情
，not a simple thing。
但是神给我很多的恩典
，but God gave me a lot of grace。
让我常常在他的恩典上刚强起来
，so in grace that I become strong。
当然不是只有这一个学生
，but it's not only this student's story。
我相信 一年一年的学生出来
But each year a student emerge
就像我以前一个人不能做什么
Just like before when I can't do everything by myself
但是训练出很多的人出来的时候
When I train many many people
求神来帮助这个基层的百姓
To help these people, the grassroots people truly in need
可以有更多的学生投入在里面
More and more students get involved in this ministry
让台湾的教会快一点的成长和复兴
So let the church in Taiwan to grow and mature
因为台湾的教会还没有看见这个宣教的重要
Because these churches in Taiwan haven't seen the importance of this ministry
所以让我们在这里的教会更多可以投入在里面。
So let's hope that our church is here abroad that can really help this ministry.
不管短宣也好
Not only in short-term mission trips.
也可以中宣
But also maybe longer term.
去年洛杉矶有一个教会有一个弟兄
Last year there's a church in Los Angeles, there's one brother.
他退休了
He retired.
他就到我们基宣来
So he came to the grassroots ministry.
做两个月
For 2 months.
然后他就跟我到教会里面。
Then he came to the church.
那我跟那个教会的是个女传道。
So there is a woman pastor.
啊，我是个女牧师。
Woman pastor.
啊，都是女的。
They're all women.
所以带的人也很多都是姐妹。
So there are a lot of sisters to attend.
有个姐妹的先生。
There's a husband of one sister.
他每一个礼拜天都来教会。
Every Sunday he'll come to church.
是来吃饭。
Because he wants to come eat.
他从来没有做礼拜。
He doesn't come to worship service.
都是做完礼拜要吃饭的时候，他太太就打电话，你可以吃饭了，就来了。
So every time, right after the worship service, the wife will call him up. Oh, time to eat.
那当这个来两个月的这个弟兄。
So for 2 months, this brother came.
他就去接触这个先生。
So for this brother from Los Angeles come to talk to this person.
就跟他打球。
He played balls with him.
他两个月走了以后
After 2 months,
他这个姐妹的先生就来聚会了。
So this husband of the sister now come to the worship service.
所以这个回来的这个弟兄说他很有成就感。
So this brother feel like he really did accomplish something.
这个先生现在每个礼拜带着两个孩子来主日崇拜。
So now this husband of the sister bring his kids, 2 kids to church.
然后吃饭。
They still eat lunch.
然后还会帮忙打扫。
They also do clean up.
所以我们就觉得这是一个很容易，不是很难做的事情。
This is not this is an easy thing to do.
这个弟兄说他还要去台湾。
So now this brother from Los Angeles want to come to Taiwan one more time.
他觉得很容易就接触这些基层的百姓。
He feels that it's easy to reach out to these grassroots people.
然后他接触这些。男性的慕道友
So you can actually get to know these seekers who are male.
他觉得可以带他们到教会来
He believes that he can bring them to church.
所以请你们为我们祷告
So please pray for us.
我们需要是很大
We have a lot of needs.
但是最重要的是人
The most important is people.
因为庄稼已经熟了
Because the harvest is ready.
我们常常不知道人在哪里
But we don't know where the peoples are.
只有求神打发工人
So please, Lord, send the people
更多的到我们这个基层的百姓当中
So come to the grassroots people
来收割他的庄稼,
to collect the harvest.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.